Regarding the ushering. But before that, I just have a quick fellowship. Well, first of all, it's so wonderful. We need to give them a round of applause. It's so enjoyable to see the next generations. They are singing to the Lord and singing to the saints. Personally, I really enjoy it. I just want to follow up on the fellowship regarding the gospel. We have a lot of gospel activities starting mid-November and to the last week and continue. But we feel that this gospel burden we need to continue to carry. When I say, because our goal to the each district is that you need to preach gospel at least once, means you have at least have one gospel meeting, and look like every district either completed or will complete very soon. But that's not the end of it. We need to continue to preach gospel. Brother and sister, remember the church goal for the remaining fruit. How many?
55.
How many we have so far? 42. So we are 13 shy. And today is November 30th. We only have one month left. He said, wow, 1 month left. Do we have enough time? Saints, do we have enough time?
Yes.
Amen. Do we have enough time? Amen. If we all really receive the burden, we think the Lord will still honor our goal before Him. So I just want to encourage you, all of you, including myself, and using the coming month.
Yes.
We have 31 days.
Amen.
We pray for the gospel.
Amen.
We go out for the gospel.
Amen.
We invite in for the gospel.
Amen.
And then also, since we are 1 month away from the year end, I just want to remind all of us, in the beginning of the year, we do set a goal, we do set objectives before the Lord, right? And I just want to very quickly remind each one of us. We have, on the personal side, and also have a church goal, right? So we will find other time to go into detail, but I just want to very quickly to remind. First, on the corporate exercise, that means on the personal side, first, we like to pray, right, personal with companions and corporate prayers, right, that's on the prayer. The second is on the spiritual pursuit, and at that time, we talk about we need to read through the entire Bible.
Amen.
I don't know how many of you have achieved this goal or close. He said, oh, thank you, brother, you reminded me, I forgot, totally forget. You still have a month. Maybe you cannot finish the whole Bible, but let's pray before the Lord. Maybe I finish four Gospels.
Amen.
Maybe I finish the 14th epistle of Paul.
Right.
Maybe I finish the first five books of the Old Testament. just set the goal, right?
Amen.
You know, so at least we utilize this coming month.
Amen.
Amen.
And then we have a prayer read at least one verse a day.
Yes.
And we also set a goal to read life studies of first and second and third John, and also enter into the Holy Word for morning revival regularly.
Amen.
And the next one is participating in at least one new one's salvation.
Amen.
This is close to home, right? We need to make sure that we do participate. And then also on the shepherding, we're shepherding at least one person. And also have active spiritual companionship. And that time we set a goal, at least one. And the better, ideally, we have a three. And also, we have about sanctifying the entire Lord's Day. Thank you. And also, other personal goals we have before the Lord. So we don't have much time. Very quickly, sorry, I think we just skip the second translation. I think it's fine. And then on the so please translate to the same who need the translation in Chinese. Also on the corporate side, we mentioned we will set the meeting attendance, right? Lord's Day, remember our goal?
160.
Right. By the way, if you you all receive the prayer burden, right, each week, prayer list, and in the second part, in talking about all the goals, is this there. And small group, our goal is 180, and prayer meeting is 50. Okay, so that's our, on the corporate side, our goal. And also, we want to increase two small groups and the 55 remaining fruits I just mentioned. And also, regular gospel preaching, increase the participation in trainings and conferences, and attend at least one of the seven feasts, right? So we have the goal. So I think I just this is a quick reminder to all the saints. And we're talking about we need to increase to four districts, which we have achieved. And also we want to move to the new meeting hall. In a sense, say, well, why do you still have that? Well, this is in the beginning. That time we have not moved in yet. Now, the goal we set is before the end of March. And as you all know, we move in end of February. Right? We start the first meeting with all the blending with all the churches and saints is on March 9th.
Amen.
So, amen. And then another one is about we need to enhance the church service structure, and we want to make sure everyone functions.
Amen.
So we are still continuing working on this goal, and in a minute, the brothers is going to fellowship about ushering, right? And then this ushering not only for the saints who are serving in ushering. Actually, the ushering is touch every one of us.
Amen.
So let's just give the time to them and we can start.
I'll spend around 15 minutes to introduce to you the details of this usher service. I used to think the usher service is very simple. You just stand at the door and open the door for the saints and help them to carry heavy stuff. But we should not take the usher service lightly.
Amen.
Because the ushers are the first brothers, the first thing that you see when you're coming into the church hall. They smile to you, they greet you, and then they bring the Lord to you.
Amen.
You feel that your spirit is kindled. I feel so when they greeted me.
You
have difficulties coming to the meeting, like you have children not willing to go, but after you come here, you see the brothers smiling to you, and then all the burdens is released.
Amen.
Amen. You see that the usher service is very important.
Yes.
So we are to pass on the love of the Lord.
We are to flame to fire our spirit. And most important, we need to express God. So we welcome every brother with such burden to join the usher service.
Amen.
To pass on the love of the Lord Jesus. To bring to fire the spirit of the saints. And to offer the first praise to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So before the Lord's Day, as coordinator, we'll send out emails to the serving ones. So if you're on the schedule, please do not be absent. If you have an emergency and cannot come, please fellowship with the serving ones. So that we can have a substitute for you. So every district, every time we have two serving ones. So please, during the week, call and pray together with your serving companion.
Amen.
在这个主日呢，就是聚会之前，这个请这个招待服侍的弟兄们能够着装歌曲啊，最好是弟兄要这个敬礼带。So it's important that we dress properly, and for brothers, it's best if you can wear a tie.
早上一般是要是这个在19:30分来的时候呢，弟兄们一起祷告，想预备。
We shall arrive by 9:30 and pray together with the brothers.
Amen.
To prepare our spirit.
Amen.
Amen. 然后就到各个会场看一看这个桌子里这个书需要不需要摆设，或是需要这个其他的方面的事情，做好一些准备。
And then we should go around the meeting places to see if the chairs are arranged properly. Amen. So every time five teams will serve, two from A, district A and B, and one from district C.
这个大门口的，就是在我们这个进门的那个门口呢，是两位，分别来自这个区域，A区。
We have one saint from District A and one saint from District B standing by the gate.
那这个招待服侍的弟兄要做些什么？在大门口的这个弟兄呢，就是。
Whenever you see someone coming, you should greet them with a smile,
Amen.
But more importantly, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Personally, I really feel that I was like, I received the first blessing from the Lord on the Lord's Day, and I see these others smiling and praising the Lord.
Amen.
然后如果看到弟兄姊妹有搬一些食物或者是搬一些比较重的东西的话，就是帮助这个圣灵灵活，帮助这个。Whenever you see things carrying heavy stuff, especially for the kitchen, so you should tell them to carry these stuff.
有这个年长的信徒或非裔朋友，或者是有儿童来的时候，或者有孕妇来的时候呢，也要对这个他们提供一些帮助。When
you see things in need, especially the elders and pregnant saints and things with children, you should help them.
有的时候呢是妇女朋友或者是弟兄姊妹第一次来，那我们还要给他指明哪个方向，或者是告诉他们在哪个区域聚会，给他们指这个方向。If
some saints or gospel friends seem don't know where they're going, you should direct them.
下雨下雪天呢，要为这个弟兄姊妹或者是这个弟兄朋友他们没有带雨具的话，要为他们这个打伞啊，还要清除这个路上的积雪啊，防止这个弟兄姊妹容易滑倒的这个情况。
Whenever we have bad weather, we should bring the umbrella to them or clean the road so that the road is free of snow.
刚才讲到就是在这个每个区域都有一位弟兄在服侍，那这个在会场服侍的弟兄呢，他们的职责就是要带这个圣徒或弟兄朋友到这个前台去坐，
So one usher will stand in front of the room of each district. So these ushers should bring the saints to the front rows if possible.
Amen.
然后在这个还要在这个座位不够的时候，给他们及时的添加这个椅子。
If we don't have enough chairs, ushers should arrange more chairs.
在唱诗歌的时候呢，要给那个刚入场的这些这个姊妹弟兄姊妹和弟兄姊妹，他们告诉他们这个诗歌号码。
If the saints are already singing a hymn when a newcomer comes, the usher should tell them what the hymn number is. And if they don't have a hymn book, the usher should take one of the public hymn books there and give it to them.
Amen.
那招待是什么时候结束呢？就是在门口的两位的话，就是到这个10:30，摩比聚会开始的时候，基本上就进来跟大家一起参加这个摩比聚会。So
on at 10:30, the two ushers standing at the outer gate should come in and join the boys table.
就是在这个三个区参加服饰的这个招待人，希望是能够坐在比较靠门口的地方，然后给大家提供服饰，在整个聚会时间都给大家提供服饰。So
the three inside ushers sit close to the entrance of each district as close as possible.
感谢赞美主。
These instructions are made according to what Brother Wilson had made several years ago. I modified it a bit to suit the present need. So, if any other saints have something to add?
Amen. 感谢主，这个。
弟兄姊妹听得清楚不清楚？
明
白。
还有一点，两点。
对，另外还有就是，欢迎这个就是年轻的弟兄加入到这个高干组织。
哎，
因为在这个会场呢，可能没有去得太清楚的话，我们可以在会后的话，组织组的弟兄一起交通。然后需要这个材料的话，我可以回一段我把材料传给你们。
We welcome young brothers to join the usher service. If you didn't get enough details here, you can fellowship with me after with that brother after the meeting. And we can also send the PowerPoint or other files to you via email. Okay.
高登弟兄说年轻弟兄欢迎参加招待服事，姊妹是不是也欢迎？
Amen。
可以，
对，
对不起，我如果是你的话，我就说哈利路亚，姊妹也可以参加。我其实也讲错了，我不应该说姊妹也可以参加，姊妹欢迎参加。
Amen。
Actually, we also welcome sisters to join the usher service.
当然姊妹可能要搬东西什么不方便，但是在会场的招待应该是没有问题的。
Actually, the sisters, if you cannot carry heavy stuff, you actually serve inside the meeting hall.
我们很快啊，问一下，是非题，我看大家有没有听清楚，是非题对或者是错。
I ask you a question, yes or no?
招待是一件非常重要的服事。
Yes, the service is a very important service.
Yes. 那还没完。所以我需要着装整齐。
So I,
我是代表召会在这里招待。
So I need to dress properly because I represent the church.
对还是不对？
Yes.
所以我不能够露齿微笑，我需要非常的郑重。
So I cannot smile, and I should be very super serious.
对不对？所以刚刚弟兄一直强调，我们要微笑，然后呢，眺望弟兄姊妹的灵。
So Brother Gaussen emphasized, we should smile and we should play into fire our spirit.
Amen. 招待是一件很重要的服事，但是我很忙。我只要能在十点半以前赶到，在结束之前就可以了。对还是错？
Yes, the service is very important. So, but I'm so busy, so I should arrive by 10:30.
应该是几点钟到？
9:30.
我是在会场招待的，可是我很渴慕聚会，所以我一结束我就坐在第一排，对不对？
So I'm sitting indoors, but I'm so I want to join the meeting, so I will just sit in the first row.
Yes or no? No. 招待的弟兄姊妹应该是坐在最后一排，看，特别是帮助晚来的弟兄姊妹，招待他们入座。
Amen.
Yes, you should sit in the back row and observe the meeting and see if anyone's coming in.
Amen.
And help them to direct them to their seats.
我虽然坐在后面，但是我非常专心的聚会。后来的弟兄姊妹，他们迟到了，他们应该自己搬椅子。
I'm sitting in the back row and focusing on the meeting, and the late comers seem to carry their own chairs. Yes or no?
No. 我来参加聚会，招待请我坐到第一排，可是我实在。不想坐在第一排，所以我就不理他，就坐在最后一
排。I come to the meeting and Yasha directed me to the first row. I don't like it, so I went back to the back row. Yes or no?
No.
这个不单单是招待的，我们都要一起配合。在招待的，在招待的这个服事当中，我们跟他们一起配合。好，所以弟兄姊妹，我刚刚这个提一下，就是加强弟兄姊妹的印象，服事者弟兄姊妹一定要九点半到，有祷告，有交通，然后呢，在聚会在这个招待当中，你要 面带微笑，最重要的还是眺望弟兄姊妹们的灵。但是若是你自己的灵不刚强，你是很难眺望。所以弟兄姊妹，我们盼望啊，我们这个聚会，当然我们眺望的应该是在路上就开始了，但就算你在路上没有，在进门之前，你就要被招待的弟兄姊妹的这个灵啊能够点活。我们进来就是赞美我们的主，跟我们一同来享受主。
Amen. So just to emphasize, it's not just a matter of the usher serving brothers, it's everybody, so we should cooperate with them. And for the ushers, we should make our effort to arrive by 9:30 and to pray together and fellowship together so that our spirit is high and we can bring into fire the spirit of the coming saints.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们把我们聚会还有点时间，我们希望还是能进到主的话里面，今天把恒心圣言预备好。
So please take out the Holy Word of Morning Revival.
我们就来读两处的经节。
So let's read two verses.
我们先翻到这个周一
Day One.
马太福音十六章二十三到二十五节。
Matthew 16:23-25。
我们预备好，我们是中文先来。
Chinese should go first.
他却转过来对彼得说：“撒旦，退到后面去吧，你是大敌我的，因为你不思念神的事，只思念人的事。”于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当否认己，背起他的十字架，并跟从我。因为凡要救自己毁生命的，必丧失毁生命；凡为我丧失自己毁生命的，必得着毁生命。”
英语我们来自。
We turn and said to Peter,
"Get behind me, Satan! You are stumbling block to me.For you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of men." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his soul life shall lose it, but whoever loses his soul life for my sake shall find it."
Okay, now English. We repeat just one sentence from if anyone to the period, okay, English together.
If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
For whoever.
One sentence.
Amen.
Okay, 中文我们也来自，我们从这个若有人要跟从我开始，我们到句号。
若有人要跟从我，只有他否认己，背起他的十字架，并跟从我。
Amen。若有人要跟从主，就当否认己，背起他的十字架，并跟从主。
Amen。
好，我们翻到周六，就是 Day Six。
Let's go to Day Six。
Now this time, English will start. Wait.Sorry, Ephesians 3:16-17 only. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his spirit into the inner man, that Christ may make his home in your heart through faith.
Amen.
中文，周六，以弗所书三章十六到十七。
愿他照着他荣耀的丰富，借着他的灵，用大能使你们得以加强到里面的人里，使基督借着信安家在你们心里。
好，感谢主啊！我们时间不多，我们把时间留给。感谢主，我们继续来看异象。
Amen. We should continue to see the vision.
我们看到基督与教会的异象。
we see the vision of Christ and the church.
教会做基督身体这个意象乃是属天意象的心脏。
So the heart of the heavenly vision is the heart of the heavenly vision is church as the body of Christ.
也是所有这意象的主要的内容。
And also it's the main content of all the visions.
所以这个意象呢，需要做到我们每个人里面，需要构成到我们里面。
So this vision should be constituted into each one of us.
明白。所以要构成到我们里面的时候呢，我们也需要看到反对这个构成，影响这个构成到我们里面的这点新的意象。
So we need a vision on the negative side to see what's preventing us from taking the heavenly vision into our being.
Amen. 这就是今天我们要来到的这个意象，就是己的意象。
So this is the vision of the Son that we're talking about today.
我们知道，凡是从神真实的领受意象的人，在积极的一方面说，我们要需要看到这些意象消极的东西在我们里面的影响。
So for anyone to receive the heavenly vision, we should see what the negative effects of preventing us from seeing the vision.
所以我们都知道，我们看见的主越多，在积极方面看到的影响越多，我们就会看到我们的自己的己以及消极的东西也就看得越多。
The more we see the heavenly vision on the positive side, the more we also see the negative side on ourselves.
对，在旧约里面，我们知道约伯的故事。他说：“我分文有你。”后来眼睛看到你了以后呢，约伯就说：“我在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。”
So we know the story of Job, right? When he heard God for a long time, but when he saw him, he actually put himself in a board himself.
Amen. Amen. 所以说以赛亚一样，他看到神的荣耀的时候，他就说：“我完了，我是一个嘴唇不洁的人，也住在嘴唇不洁的人当中。”
Amen. So when Isaiah saw the Lord, he said, "I am a person of unclean lips, and I dwell in the people with unclean lips."
Amen. 所以当彼得看到主耶稣的时候，他说：“主啊，离开我去，我是个罪人。”
And when Peter saw Jesus, he said, "Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinner."
所以我们需要看见己的意象呢，好使己能够被暴露出来。
We need to see the vision of the self, so the self can be exposed.
对啊，这不是说一些罪的事情，或者一些是属事，或者是厌恶的事，因为这些事情都容易的被看出来。
These are not the same as the matters of sin or the matters of worldly pleasure, which are easy to be exposed.
所以今天我们要说的是一个最隐藏的，甚至是我们毫不知觉的，然后在我们是基督徒的生活当中都有的，就是我们的己的意象。
But this vision of the self that we're talking about today is very hidden, that we are the least conscious of.
明白？因为它是隐藏的，所以最不容易被辨明出来，被指出来。
This is hidden and it's very hard to point it out.
所以，除非这个己被暴露、被否认、被放在一边。我们就不能够做一个正常的基督徒往前，也不能做一个爱主的人往前。
Unless the self is exposed and recognized, we cannot go on as one who loves Christ.
Amen. 甚至就团体的来说，基督的身体也就不能被建造起来。
On the cooperative side, the body of Christ cannot be built up.
所以我们今天早晨的负担就是认主在这里说话。让我们珍惜我们的己能够被暴露出来，对啊，然后我们需要看见这个己是什么东西，然后也因着主的恩典，然后我们在这里能够否认己。
Amen. So the burden of this morning is that the Lord can speak to us,
Amen.
So that the self can be exposed,
Amen.
And through His grace, we can see how we can deal with the self.
Amen. 所以我们不能说我们要否认己，却不知道己是什么。
We cannot say we will deny the self, but without knowing what the self really is.
是，所以首先的时候，我们这个己需要被暴露，然后被否认。
So firstly, the self should be exposed, and then it should be denied.
所以第一点是看到我们的己的意象呢，是己能够被暴露、被否认，当然也让我们的恨恶，我们这个向着神或者向着基督身体独立的己。
So we should let the self be exposed, and then we should.Hate, we should abhor the self that hinders us from the building of the body of Christ.
所以体就是什么呢？体就是魂生命，住在人的意识，人的主张。
So the self is actually our soul, with the emphasis on our opinions.
Amen.
Amen.
所以在马太福音十六章二十三到二十五节，我们昨天读过的，就是说，主对彼得说：“你不思念神的事，只思念人的事，你要否认己，凡要救自己魂生命的，必丧失魂生命。”
So as the Lord said to Peter, he called Peter Satan, right? Because Peter did not set his mind on the things of God. Instead, he set his mind on the things of man.
Amen.
所以这里就提到了我们的思想、体还有魂生命。
So our thoughts, our self, and our soul life are mentioned.
Amen. 我们的体大部分的时候是隐藏的，是隐秘的。是隐秘在我们里面。
Most of the time, the self is hidden us.
对啊，但我们的体呢，确实有一个出口，一个窗口，就是我们的心思。
But there is a window for it, which is our mind.
是我们的心思呢，就是带着他的观念、他的想法、他的意见。
Our mind is our mind with its concepts, with its opinions.
对，当我们连这个体，我们这些发表出来的时候，别人一知道，就可以看出我们的体是一个什么样的体。
Now we express our mind, now you can see what our self is.
Amen.
所以我们的想法或者我们的心思就是我们体的发表，体就是我们这个人魂生命的具体表现。
So the expression of ourself is actually our thoughts and our opinions, which is the embodiment of our being.
Amen.
Amen.
从这里的时候我们就没有看到体有多少坏，但是我们再看第二个点。那第二个点呢，说到体是撒旦的具体化身，然后体是魂里面撒旦的素质，就加到人的魂里面，使魂能向神独立，发表自己的意见和意志。
That was the first definition of self. The second definition of self is that it's the embodiment of Satan.
Amen.
It's actually expressing itself independent of God.
Amen.
Amen.撒旦怎么把他的思想那个注射到他的毒注射到人里面，这体里面，这个魂里面呢？我们可以看创世纪三章一到六节。
So Genesis 3:1-6 tells us how Satan injected his evil element into ourselves.
嗯，他这里说，那个撒旦说，神岂是真说？你或许听错了吧，或者你说的，或者他说的不够那么透彻。神岂是真说
？So Satan asks, "Did God really say?"
Amen. 所以撒旦在这里问那些问题，不是他无知，其实呢，他不是要撒旦要夏娃回答他的问题，乃是在把这个问号，他这个问题呢，就摆在夏娃的里面，把一些思想呢，就注视到夏娃的里面。
So as the serpent talked to asked Eve this question, he didn't ask out of his ignorance, or is hoping that Eve can answer him.Instead, he is injecting this thought, this question, into the mind of Eve.
Amen.
所以好多时候呢，撒旦就在我们里面把一些的思想呢，给我们提个问号，注射在我们里面。所以我们有些弟兄姊妹就说，我像看得见的东西我都顾不上了，看不见的神我怎么顾得上？好多东西呢，很多时候我们要注意的就是撒旦与我们对话，就把他的心思做到人里面了。
So many times Satan had a conversation with us and put a question in us. For example.We have this question, right? If I have a lot of visible things to deal with, how can I deal with an invisible God? This question is Satan's injection.
对，当撒旦的东西加到魂里，魂就成了体。那加到魂里的东西呢，就是撒旦的思想和心思。
So what's injected by Satan is Satan's thought and Satan's mind injected into our mind, so that our soul became the self.
Amen.所以在这伊甸园的事情发生了以后呢，亚当和夏娃他们就不那么简单依靠神、信靠神了，然后他们就从神的面上躲开了。
So Adam and Eve were no longer simple and relying on God. Instead, they became complicated and hid themselves from the presence of God.
所以我们就可以知道，当人堕落的时候呢，这个人的魂就变成一个体，然后呢就向神宣布独立了。
But man fell.The soul of man became the self, which is independent of God.
Amen. 所以这里也是告诉我们，当我们不凭着神在这里行事为人的时候，我们就在己里面。
So whenever we do not depend on God in our daily walk, we are in ourselves.
所以这个保罗在腓立比书三章三节说， 真信靠主的，我们是在耶稣基督里夸口，不信靠肉体。
Amen. So this is Paul said in Philippians 3:3. Whoever relies on the Lord, we boast in the Lord and not in our flesh.
Amen. 所以实际上我们是在越在主里面，我们就越认识主。我们越在他里面长大呢，我们越觉得自己是软弱的。我们越来越觉得我们时时刻刻的需要主，这是我们真实的情形。
The more we be in the Lord, the more we know Him, and the more we realize that we are so weak and we need Him.
Amen. 所以因为我们都知道，我们的主是身体的头，所以当我们向主独立的时候呢，我们就向身体独立。
So the Lord is also the head of the body. Whenever we are independent to the Lord, we are actually independent to the body.
Amen. 所以就在这里就给我们一个很好的一个检验，就是我们要多到底多少的信靠主，就看我们到底到底的多少的在这里依靠我们基督的身体，依靠我们的圣徒。
This is a practical check for us. Do we really rely on the Lord? We can see by whether we really rely on the body.
Amen. 所以在这里就大概给我们看到一个影响基督身体的建造的意象，还有实行的在生活里面的巨大的难处就是主。
So this is a vision for us to for the body of Christ.
Amen.
The biggest hindrance for us to enjoy the church life is ourselves.
Amen. Amen. 所以这个2000多年来了，你看主在马太福音16章里面说，我要建造我的教会。但如今教会建造了多少呢？
So the Lord says 2,000 years ago in Matthew 16, I will build my church. But how much is the church built up today?
Amen. 所以实际上是很少的。我们在主的恢复里面，弟兄姊妹好多的都脱离了罪，脱离了世界。但是我们在我们的当中，我们要问问我们自己，我们在几十年内有多少的被建造的教会生活里面？
So most of us are mostly free of sin or self or the world. But we should ask ourselves how much we are actually built up in the church.
所以这个建造的程度呢，就是看我们被我们的己被拆毁的程度多少。只要我们的己仍然存在，仍然保留，建造是不可能的事。
So if ourselves is not dealt with, it's impossible for us to build.
所以基督在这里怜悯我们，让我们都能够到主面前去向主祷告，主啊，只要我有自己，就没有身体，对啊，只要我要有基督的身体，我就要放弃我的自己。
May the Lord have mercy on us that we can pray this. Lord, if I keep myself, I cannot keep the body. If I keep the body, I cannot keep myself.
所以他们是彼此相排斥的，不相配的。我们要有身体，我们就必须要弃绝我们的己。
So the self and the body are antagonists. We cannot keep both.
Amen. 所以在哥林多前书12章27节说，我们是基督的身体，并且各自做肢体。
So in 1 Corinthians, Paul said, we are the body of Christ, and each of us is a member.
Amen. 所以这意思是我们在我们自己里面是不完全的，不管你是多刚强、多有能力，你只是一个小小的肢体。
This means that we are not complete in ourselves. No matter how strong or how powerful you are, you are just a member of the body.
Amen.
所以我们需要认同自己，不仅是基督徒，甚至我们要认同我们是身体上的肢体。我们需要依靠身体。
So we should recognize ourselves not just as a Christian, but as a member of the body, and we need the body.
Amen. 所以为了使身体能够建造起来呢，我们的己独立的魂必须被定罪、被否认、被拒绝、并弃绝。
So in order for the body to be built up, we must judge and deny ourselves.
所以这是第三点，就告诉我们，主耶稣告诉我们要否认己，背起我们的十字架，并跟从主。
So the Lord said, we should deny ourselves and take our cross and follow Him.
在提摩太后书3章2节里面，保罗特别告诉我们，在末后的日子里面，人都是爱钱财、爱自己、爱宴乐。
So Paul in the book of Timothy tells us that in the last days, men will become lovers of money, lovers of pleasure, and lovers of self.
Amen. 所以我们每个人问我爱自己吗？
We should ask ourselves, do I love myself?
如果我们说不是，我相信我们每个人都在说谎。
If we say we do not, we are actually lying.
明白？你看，我们的特别是在彼得前书三章三节，他告诉我们，姊妹们，你 know, 不要找面子，不要装饰，然后也不需要装那个穿特别漂亮的衣服，乃需要用灵来装饰自己。这就告诉我们，不要爱我们太多爱自己。
So in 1 Peter, Peter told the sisters not to adorn herself too much, but instead we should take the spirit as our beauty.
Amen.
然后呢，就关于爱宴乐的事情，那个许多人，我们好多时候的那个见证，我们就是为了参加宴会，我们就不来，或者为了吃一顿饭就跑到宾州或者跑到纽约去，这都是我们一个情形。
So we can see that we love pleasure because we sacrifice a meeting for a concert, right? Or if we drive a very long way for a good dinner.
对啊，甚至对弟兄们来说，哇，我讲的信息，如果大家阿门多，哇，我嘴里面就挤就出来了。所以都有，每个人都有他自己的挤。
For the brothers, if we hear a loud amen for a message that we speak, right? We feel exalted in ourselves. So this is telling us that each of us has this.
Amen. Amen. 所以我们看到我们这个是挤，在我们每个人的生活当中都是常见，我们都是爱挤的人。
So we are actually lovers of self.
所以我们需要看见这个意象，需要恨恶这个挤，因为我们都爱主。我们能看到主耶稣所心爱的那个教会，现在还没有建造起来，他甚至为了教会舍了自己。我们作为一帮爱主的人，我们应该爱主所爱的。在这里看到挤是身体的这个身体建造的这个抵抗的时候呢，我们就知道我们需要对付我们的己。
We should see this vision because we love Christ and Christ wants His body to be built up, right? But this body cannot be built up unless we deal with and deny ourselves.
Amen. 所以我们如何否认己，如何来对付己呢
？So how do we deny and deal with the self?
所以这里呢，说给我们讲了三个点。第一个呢，在加拉太书二章二十节就告诉我们，我们与基督已经同定十字架了。
Three points. The first one is Galatians 2:20. We have been crucified with Christ.
Amen.
Amen. 所以我们看到这个意象呢，我们要承认这个意象。
When we see this vision, we should recognize this vision.
然后呢，把这个意象呢，要应用到我们的每天的生活里面。
And apply this vision to our daily life.
Amen.
Amen. 这怎么样运用在生活里面呢？我们知道，我们只要操练我们的灵。当你操练你的灵的时候，你就不会满足肉体的邪情私欲。
So the way to apply this vision is to exercise our spirit. Whenever we exercise our spirit, we should not satisfy the lust of our flesh.
Amen. 因为在主的包罗万有的灵里面，它含有了对付所有己的所有的成分的一个抗生素在里面。
So we have antibodies in the all-inclusive spirit.
Amen.
Amen. 所以我们只要简简单单的操练我们的灵，我们的体在这里就一步一步的被对付、被否认。
So as long as we exercise our spirits, ourselves is being dealt with.
因为好多时候呢，弟兄姊妹有人会说啊，我在背十字架，就好像咬着牙很难过。
Sometimes your brothers will be unburying the cross and then we're grinding the teeth.
Amen. 实际上这个都是在体里面。因为如果真正被死掉了，这里呢是在这里把我们的己杀掉了，我们这个人就没有感觉了。
So if we are really bearing the cross, ourselves is terminated, and we should have no feeling.
Amen. 所以我们最终对己的否认呢，就不是拉着长脸，也不是咬紧牙根的否认，乃是享受那灵来否认己。
Amen.
And so we should not have a long face suffering to deny yourself. Instead, we should enjoy the spirit.
Amen. 我们越享受那灵，那灵就越知道如何杀死我们的己，对不对
？Amen.
The more we enjoy the spirit, the more is this dealing with our spirit, with our self.
Amen. 所以在这里我们就说了，我们的己被对付了，我们的魂的想法各方面对付了，那我们怎么过生活呢
？So we should ask ourselves if our self is dealt with and our soul life is dealt with, how do we live a daily life?
Amen.我们知道我们在得救前的时候，我们的人格是我们个格是魂生命。
So before we're saved, our person is our soul.
但是我们得救了以后呢，主的灵，主与我们的灵同在，所以在我们的灵里面就有个新的人位，就是主的自己。
So after we are saved, the Lord is with our spirit. We have received a new person into our spirit.
So whenever we exercise
our spirit, we take the Lord's person as our person in our daily life.
Amen. 所以每天呢，我们就愿意操练我们的灵。 在这个灵里我们得着供应，同时在这个灵里呢，我们在这里对付我们的肉体，对付我们的己，
as we exercise our spirits every day, we actually are dealing with our body, we are with our flesh, we are dealing with ourselves, and we are building up the body of Christ.
Amen.
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 Lord.
Amen.
I'll keep this short since it's getting pretty late. I just wanted to reiterate some of the fellowship that we just had. I was thinking of an example of dealing with the self. And so some plants, if you want to have a healthy growth, you need to cut the plants. And but that's very hurtful. So a lot of times this is our own situation. When we want growth, we need to allow the Lord to touch certain parts of our being.
Amen.
And the love for money and the love for pleasure, these are two aspects, but I feel that they're actually not that difficult. Once you touch the Lord, I feel like giving up, you know, worldly pleasures of money and worldly pleasures of eating or drinking or, you know, these type of things. It's not that difficult compared to the Lord actually touching our being. And the best way for the Lord to touch your being is to be in services.
Right.
To be in services is when you realize, oh, you have lots of opinions.
Right.
I know myself when I serve with Brother Kyle and Shepherd, I'm full of opinions. But this is the ultimate test, I feel. It's very easy to just come on Sunday and sit here and listen to brothers, but then you don't speak, you're full of opinions. Oh, he talks too long. Oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Oh, he's not practical. He's too spiritual. All these type of things. This is our opinions rising up in our being. And it's going to stay that way if you don't speak yourself. Because once you start speaking, then you realize, oh, I'm too spiritual. I'm practical. I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that. So I feel that, you know, being in the church services and blending with the saints, taking care of a home meeting, taking care of the table, taking care of, you know, cleaning the meeting hall, all these types of things. It's, oh, this is the way the Lord really has a way to touch our being. You know, oh, we should vacuum this way. No, we should vacuum that way. What should we do? I don't know. You know, maybe, you know, we should maybe consider, oh Lord, what do you want us to do? But at the same time, we don't need to become overly spiritual and never get anything done because we think, oh, we're expressing ourselves, oh Lord. Actually, if we don't, you know, if we don't function, then like I said, there won't be an opportunity for the Lord to touch this part of our being. So I think it's very important that we are involved in many different types of services in the church, no matter how big or how small it is. It's a great opportunity for the Lord to touch ourselves. But I appreciated that the day six of this Warner Revival. If we don't have day six, you don't know where to go.
Right.
You know, you have the dealing with the self, getting crossed, going to the cross, all these things, you know, that's kind of harsh, but it's very much needed. But on day six, we realize if we have the dealing of the self, guess what? We still have the person of Christ. Before, day one through five, we only have, you know, ourselves, self, 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 self. But on day six, we see actually our spirit is not just an organ, it's actually our person.
Right.
So on day six, we realize once we deal with the self, we see that our spirit is actually our person. And the more we're in our spirit, the more our person is actually just Christ being lived out.
Amen.
And the way to be expressed, again, like I said in the very beginning, is we're like plants. If we want a bud, we need to have some cutting. You know, if we want the rose to blossom beautiful, you have to cut it in a certain way. And the Lord is pretty wise and knows how to cut us sometimes. Oh, that hurts. But in the end, it's a beautiful budding rose.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
弟兄举弟兄举了一个例子，关于主怎样对付我们的己，讲到说有一些植物你必须要修剪它，它才能够长得好。对于我们来说也是一样，我们必须要经过主的修剪，才能在这个生命里面长得好。那么如何叫主来摸我们呢？主可以摸我们的这个属世的享乐，主可以摸我们的罪，因为这些东西是容易看出来、容易显出，并且容易对付的。但如何叫主来摸我们里面这个己呢？就是要通过在教会中一切的配搭和一切的服饰，因为在一切的配搭跟服饰中，我们这个己真正的情形就被表显出来，我们这个人的意见也被表显出来，甚至也许就在这个吸地毯这样细节的事情上，我们如何去吸这个地毯，或者说在属灵的发表上，我们有时候觉得弟兄讲太多或者太少，或者太属灵或者太不属灵。当我们自己进入到这样的服事的时候，发现我们也是一样，这样一个充满了己被意见所充满的人。所以当我们进入到服事的时候，我们就给了主一个这样的机会来摸着我们里面的己，然后这个在晨兴圣言里面，这周的晨兴圣言里面，从第一天到第五天的这个晨兴圣言都提到说关于己的意象，但第六天的晨兴圣言实际上给了我们一条路，也给了我们一个看见，就是我们不是只被困在这个己里，而是有一个基督在我们的灵里面做我们的人位。凡是我们转向我们里面的灵的时候，我们实际上就是叫基督这个人位在我们里面借着我们的生活而活出。感谢主。
So we give brothers 1 minute each. After that, okay? 1 minute each. Brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Seize this opportunity.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the basics. The Lord show us that these are needed to see the original step. God show us the way. The way is to take Christ as our person.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I need to see the original step.
Amen.
As a young believer, I know I'm not qualified to testify, but I already see the original step. But Lord, I'm seeking mercy.
Amen.
I need mercy to see the original step.
Amen.
Show me the way to come to you, to open to you.
Amen.
Brother Jesus, listen to the message. The way to see the vision of self is not by correcting ourselves, not by self-interruption. It's by taking Christ as a person, but coming to Him. Oh, Lord Jesus, in full of the heavenly vision, brotherly mentioned some words, brotherly mentioned some the following words, I was tired by this, and I want to share with you.
Amen.
A brother says that once again, I say that we need to the vision of the self.
Right.
I would urge you to pray about this matter.
Amen.
The Lord has been merciful to us,
Amen.
And show us the vision of the self.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, and this week has been very revealing.
Amen.
And I enjoyed the conference in Philadelphia. It was also very deep. And we have seen the vision of the Christ, right?
Amen.
If we know the Christ, we can see the Father. We can see the vision of the church.
Amen.
If we know the body and the spirit of the body, we can see the church.
Amen.
Now we see the vision of the soul in the world. Young people call it Mommy, me, myself, and I, right? Because of Adam, we can only be soul. Now, because of the second Adam, we have received the life in the Spirit. Right? And this is very, very deep. Because when I was young like you guys, I loved myself and I so much. But now, I just sing the Lord. And I ask the Lord and pray to the Lord, help me to lose my soulish life for your sake.
Amen.
I
really
want to ask Him all the time now.
Amen.
That's the only way that we're going to build up the church.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
We see the glorious vision of the Christ and the church in the past few weeks. But this week, we come to this vision of the self. Right? This is not very exciting kind of vision. right? I would say this is even sober and self-revealing. You know, Lord wants to build His church, right? How does He build it? He builds it with our many saints, right?
Amen.
Many individual saints. But there is a roadblock here, which is the self.
Amen.
Basically, it is the manifestation of Satan. Because Satan's life, Satan's, all of his essence is still within our old man.
Amen.
When God saved us, He puts His new life into us. But He still left our old man alone, right? He did not fully kill our body. I mean, otherwise we won't be here. So we have to come to a realization that our self is really the building block. I mean, it is really the hindrance to the Lord's building.
Amen.
A lot of times we, in the church life, we just wanted to hold on to ourselves, right? Brothers pointed out, it was very practical that in the service, in our coordination, our self will be revealed, right?
Amen.
You know, a lot of times we hold on to our own opinions, whether we express it or not express it. We all are full of opinions, right? You know, so all of these opinions causes the saints not being able to build together.
Right.
A lot of times we're just, you know, openly or unopenly arguing about something, right? The way that we do things, right? the views we approach certain aspects of the church life, and but all of this is from the tree of knowledge and good and evil. Right? The Lord wants to, us to be all built together. He wants us to be dependent on Him alone, not to be independent. Because the principle of the tree of knowledge of good and evil is being independent.
Amen.
So I truly was touched in actually in the message, rather touched one of the verse, one of the hymn in our hymn book. It was very revealing. It was, I think it was English 415, Chinese 315 or something. We can all go back. We have many of these self. It basically depicts ourselves in many different areas. So we just have to realize that self won't go away. It'll last until the day we see the Lord.
Amen.
But what do we do in our living? We just have to keep rejecting the self.
Amen.
We just have to hold on to the Lord.
Amen.
He is the one that worth all our praises, right?
Amen.
He's the one that we need to grow into.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. 我们要向主敞开，也向弟兄姐妹们敞开，这样我们才有机会被铺路。被铺路之后，我们要接受主对我们的破碎，就是送他祷告，这样和我们的灵力。具体的路，我觉得是悔改的祷告，有认罪的交通。在这样的交通中，我们能够接触到主，能够被他光照，然后才愿意接受破碎，这样我们才会跟真实的把别的基础建造在一起。我们需要身体的影响。 需要看见神的心意在于教会，在于建造。为了建造，我们要否认我们的己，每天背起我们的十字架，就是我们的灵，就是要转回到我们的灵里，因为真正的十字架在我们的灵里，神是没有知觉。
I was very touched by this week's message. Actually, I think we probably heard about this 1,000 times. We need to deny ourselves. But I think this week, on day 6, it says that, you know, sometimes we pray, you know, when we were just saved, we pray to the Lord, and it seems like He listened to our prayers, right?
Amen.
But then after a while, we just did not feel His presence anymore. And actually it says that because we did not listen to Him. We just want Him to listen to us. And I think that is so true. You know, as believers, like we now actually have two persons living in us. Our old man lives in our, you know, our soul, and the new man actually lives in our spirit. So I actually even what John talked about. We really need to exercise our spirit. He's the person, he lives in our spirit. And I want to say that, you know, the best way to exercise our spirit is actually read the word and spend time with the brothers and sisters. Because if we feel isolated, we don't feel the Lord's presence, most likely we are isolated from brothers and sisters. So this weekend, a few brothers live with us, and I was very touched by you know, what they share with us. You know, every day we have a daily revival together. Although you know, not in the morning, not necessarily in the morning, but then, you know, we really need to realize that only the time spending with the brothers and sisters in the body, that will last to eternity.
Amen. So, during this week, a brother shared to me, or he asked me a question. What is the adjective of self, of the self? By definition, it would be selfish. But actually, within this reading, we see that the actual adjective of self is independence. So you see that actually sometimes it's not even a bad thing that we do, you know, it's not even related to ourself. You know, doing this, being part of the self isn't, you know, I'm doing something wrong, you know, I'm out doing here or that.
Right.
Actually, even here, we could be in ourselves, and we're serving by ourselves, you know, doing whatever we want, sitting in the meeting, you know, okay, I'm just going to mind my own business, I'm not going to care about the saints and everything. But actually, something I was really touched by regarding the matter of the body is actually, you know, sometimes your members actually act independently of itself. You don't realize it. Sometimes you have these crazy spasms where your leg just suddenly twitches and moves on its own. And actually, the reason why is because blood doesn't circulate well within the body. So if you think about it, if the blood can't flow well with the body, actually that means that if my leg spasms, that means that blood from my quads and my calves are not flowing to where my calves are. That means there's something wrong between my calves and my legs.
Right.
There's nothing flowing in between.
Right.
So actually, what I really was touched by is that regarding dependence with the saints. Sometimes when you're here, you just need to be with the saints, and you just need to let life flow.
Amen.
If life can't flow within the saints, then sadly, even if you're not in yourself, you think that I'm with the Lord, there can't really be any dependence.
Amen.
Because still, you're independent of the saints. You might be dependent with the Lord, but still, dependence with the Lord means that we still need to be dependent with the body.
Amen.
And one thing that I really was touched by is that when we're dependent with the saints, actually, it's very easy to see that this life, this person within our being. Because when we're with the saints, all of us are expressing the same life.
Amen.
The same person within our being all comes within us.
Amen.
Amen.
So,
Amen. 是不算接触的事情啊，上上那个上来我们是最熟的，或者刚刚接触的那个文章，那个最初讲的，我想问大家不是有几次。